The soft voice seemed to hiss on, even after the cruel mouth had stopped moving. One or two of the wizards barely repressed a shudder as the hissing grew louder. Something heavy could be heard sliding across the floor beneath the table. The huge snake emerged to climb slowly up Voldemort's chair. It rose seemingly endlessly and came to rest across Voldemort's shoulders, its neck the thickness of a man's thigh, its eyes, with their vertical slits for pupils, unblinking. Voldemort stroked the creature absently with long, thin fingers, still looking at Lucius Malfoy.
"Why do the Malfoys look so unhappy with their lot? Is my return, my rise to power, not the very thing they profess to desire for so many years?"
"Of course, my lord,"
said Lucius Malfoy. His hands shook as he wiped sweat from his upper lip.
"We did desire it. We do."
To Malfoy's left, his wife made an odd, stiff nod, her eyes averted from Voldemort and the snake. To his right, his son Draco, who had been gazing up at the inert body overhead, glanced quickly at Voldemort and away again, terrified to make eye contact.
"My lord,"
said a dark woman halfway down the table, her voice constricted with emotion.
"It is an honor to have you here in our family's house. There can be no higher pleasure."
She sat beside her sister, as unlike her in looks, with her dark hair and heavily lidded eyes, as she was in bearing and demeanor. Where Narcissa sat rigid and impassive, Bellatrix leaned toward Voldemort, for mere words could not demonstrate her longing for closeness.
"No higher pleasure,"
repeated Voldemort, his head tilted a little to one side as he considered Bellatrix.
"That means a great deal, Bellatrix, from you."
Her face flooded with color, her eyes welled with tears of delight.
"My lord knows I speak nothing but the truth."
"No higher pleasure, even compared with the happy event that I hear has taken place in your family this week?"
She stared at him, her lips parted, evidently confused.
"I don't know what you mean, my lord."
"I'm talking about your niece, Bellatrix, and yours, Lucius and Narcissa. She has just married the werewolf, Remus Lupin. You must be so proud."
There was an eruption of jeering laughter from around the table. Many leaned forward to exchange gleeful looks. A few thumped the table with their fists. The great snake, disliking the disturbance, opened its mouth wide and hissed angrily. But the Death Eaters did not hear it, so jubilant were they at Bellatrix and the Malfoy's humiliation. Bellatrix's face, so recently flushed with happiness, had turned an ugly, blotchy red.
"She is no niece of ours, my lord,"
she cried over the outpouring of mirth.
"We, Narcissa and I, have never set eyes on our sister since she married the Mudblood. This brat has nothing to do with either of us, nor any beast she marries."
"What say you, Draco?"
asked Voldemort, and though his voice was quiet, it carried clearly through the catcalls and jeers.
"Will you babysit the cubs?"
The hilarity mounted. Draco Malfoy looked in terror at his father, who was staring down into his own lap, then caught his mother's eye. She shook her head almost imperceptibly, then resumed her own deadpan stare at the opposite wall.
"Enough,"
said Voldemort, stroking the angry snake.
"Enough."
And the laughter died at once.